بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, that a person and ulama, the muhaddithin have identified him as Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi رضي الله تعالى عنه, he asked Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم for some advisors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to not become angry. He repeated his request several times that please give me advice, and each time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not become angry. Ulama have written that in all probability Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam knew that he was a person who gets angry very quickly, and therefore this advice was pertinent for him. Further explanation which is given is that the effects of anger are devastating, because a person has little control over his emotions and actions when he is angry. When a person is in a state of anger, then he is not in control of his hands, he is not in control of his mind, he is not in control of his tongue. It is like a person who is under the influence of liquor, etc., drugs, etc. Like that, anger is also like that. So it is very important that a person must make effort that he does not can control his anger. And also, in the state, it is not permissible for any person to make a judgment when he is angry or to give punishment to somebody. Whether it is one's children or students, in a state of anger, it is not permissible. And enough cases are recorded when such punishment was given, it resulted in terrible results, like the breaking of bones, etc., all those terrible things. So anger is a very terrible thing and which has to be brought under control. Hence, to control and discipline oneself for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala at that time carries immense reward. Well, so when a person will control himself when it is so difficult for him, and he does it for the pleasure of Allah, the reward is also very, very great by Allah Ta'ala. As we had read in the previous hadith, and this is an easy means to bring this anger under control, that such a person on the day of Qiyamah, in front of all the people, he will be given the honor to choose a Hurul Ain of his own choice. So if we think when we are angry, just think of this hadith, that if I control my anger now, what great, great reward Allah Ta'ala is going to give me. One can well imagine the honor one will enjoy when one will be called up in front of the entire creation by Allah Ta'ala to receive the reward for patience, for controlling one's anger. Ulama explained that a person will be rewarded according to the degree of restraint and patience he exercises at the time of anger. When a person is angry like that, then sometimes the person is very, very angry, sometimes not so angry. So how much more a person is angry and how much more he controlled himself. He did not even say anything. He controlled himself. According to that will be the reward by Allah Ta'ala. And they further state that a person's true intention and character are revealed at the time of anger. When a person is pressed like this, then it comes to know what his akhlaq is. Like that, a person is very sweet, but when this anger of his, then his true colors come out. That whether he can control his tongue and what has he got stored up within him. In a state of anger, a person doesn't realize, but everything what is inside comes out. The worst swear words come out. The worst curses come out. And sometimes for those who are very dear, just because we became angry with the wife and even terrible curses come out for the wife. And this is a daily occurrence of complaints which come, that how the person cursed me, how he cursed certain person. When a time of anger, what is inside a person, all that comes out. So it is very important that we learn to control this anger. According to another narration hadith, Allah Ta'ala shall fill the heart of one who suppresses his anger despite having the ability to give vent to it with peace and iman. In the previous hadith we read that Allah will give him the honor to choose a hurul een of his, what he likes. Yeah, Allah says a person who controls his anger, when he can execute and exercise that anger of his, Allah will fill his heart with peace and iman. And this is a thing which everyone so much wants, to have peace of mind, to be comfortable with oneself. Otherwise anxiety, fear has overtaken so many people. But by controlling our anger, Allah will fill that heart with peace and with iman. And when iman is in the heart, a person will live his life correctly. He will understand the priorities and preferences in life. He will understand what to do, what not to do. So the controlling of anger is a very important aspect in our deen, and is absolutely necessary for each one of us. Also, we should be again reminded that this anger refers to that anger which is done for one's person, or his own self, his ego, his pride, that when something goes wrong with that, he controls his anger. But for the pleasure of Allah, to see that the deen of Allah is upheld, that time right to the extent of jihad is also permitted, and not only permitted, but it is commanded, and it is very commendable also. So may Allah give us proper understanding of our deen, and to practice upon our deen correctly.